Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Happy hump day and welcome to Daily Pop. Today, Sandra Bullock opens up about her private parenting struggles and Ben Affleck is ready to tell all, kinda. Morgan is out, so I'm here with Wendy Raquel Robinson from The Game. And dating coach and author Monique Kelly. Oh. I'm gonna need both of y'all today because we got a lot to talk about, Hollywood and relationship-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's start off with Sandra Bullock. She always turns heads on the red carpet, but it's what she said on Red Table Talk that got everybody chatting. She opened up about the struggles of raising a biracial family. Check out what she said here.
To say that I wish our skins matched, sometimes I do.
Yeah, of
course. Because then it would be easy on how people approach us.
Yeah.
And I have the same feelings as a woman with brown skin, being her babies, or a white woman with, you know, white babies.
It's the mother-child dynamic relationship.
You don't have to put a color on
mother. Maybe one day that will go away. Maybe one day we will be able to see with different eyes.
I love Sandra Bullock.
I love her. She is my Miss Congeniality. You know we did that together.
Yes.
I love her. And when I say she is so transparent, she's so authentic, she is just so real and so grounded, she shoots straight from the hip. I love her.
Me too.
She's always been like that.
Yeah.
And I love that. I always tell people, because I've had friends who adopted kids, if you're going to adopt a child, you're going to adopt a culture.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know you love the fact that a family name is William Randolph
Billing the Third. They're going to be that too.
But you have a Japanese child, and that culture is rich. That culture is amazing. Give that child something from that culture.
Yeah.
You have to understand it. And, you know, a lot of times, people adopt children and don't realize that it's their responsibility to make sure that your black kids understand what it means to have black skin.
Exactly. And to your point, when you adopt a child, a black child, you have to acknowledge their blackness. It's not, you can't hide it. It's not, you know, I don't see race, I don't see color, because the world sees color. Mm-hmm. The world sees race, and you need to make sure you explain that to your children. So I appreciate Sandra and what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not. Yeah, I mean,
she had to learn the hair.
Well,
okay.
That's the first thing.
Let's start with the hair, okay? Because it's a problem for me.
Can I tell you something? I worked at this real fancy salon in Beverly Hills. Every celebrity would come here. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston, Charlize Theron. Everybody was coming to the salon.
Right.
This woman, who has been on the show before, and we talk about this every time she comes in, came into the salon and she had a black daughter. You know, she adopted a black daughter, and she said, oh, I'm gonna see da-da-da-da-da, and she is going to see Marco. Mm. And I looked at her and I said, she is not going to see Marco.
Oh.
I'm going to get you an appointment with this dude, Deron.
Okay,
Exactly.
That part.
And she was like, I don't understand. I'm like, when you go to see DeMarco down the street, you will understand. And now it's become a ritual for them on Sundays to have the hair braided and for her to learn how to do it. And she took part in that. But sometimes it takes someone telling you for you to realize it.
Yeah. And being open to receiving that and being able to say, okay, I hear you, and not getting defensive about it.
Right.
Having those real conversations.
Right.
Good for you, Jess.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because Sandra Bullock has been so private, especially about her kids for so many years.
Yes.
Why do you think she's ready to open up now?
Well, I mean, aside from having the movie coming out, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But I think it's a great platform. And then coming out of quarantine, you know what I mean? And probably having to have nest and, you know, been with the children and all of that. I just think it's time. I mean, she's 57.
Yeah.
She gets it. Yes. She knows who she is. She's a woman, and this is who it is, and this is who I am, and these are my children. I love that her son is Louis Armstrong.
Yes.
I love that.
I love that. You know what I mean? You talk about keeping the culture and the family. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. So yep. I applaud her.
And I also think after what this country went through, you know, mm-hmm. over the last year and a half and all the things that were happening with race relations and things yeah. like that, maybe it was eye-opening even more so, and she might feel even more comfortable letting her kids be seen now.
Yeah.
As the world is changing.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, Red Table is a safe space.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about entanglements, y'all talking about masturbation,
Why not talk about my black children?
Why not talk about my shortcomings as a parent in a space where I won't be judged when you guys have sat there and called yourself out on some things?
Yes.
So, kudos to Jada and Will. I know there's a petition going on online for them not to do any more interviews.
Oh.
I say do all the interviews you want.
Okay. We getting lots of information.
Exactly.
And I'm not mad about it. Speaking of a lot of information, Ben Affleck is opening up, and he says he is grateful for his second chance, but don't expect him to talk about his relationship with J-Lo. He tells WSJ Magazine their story is definitely beautiful, but he's learned not to share everything with the world. Mm-hmm. Ben says he's going to exercise a little restraint, but he did say that the way they reconnected is, quote, a great story, and, you know, maybe one day I'll tell it. I'll write it all out and then light it on fire. Do you think it's smart for him to stay quiet about J-Lo?
Yes, they learned from the first time around when it was so much, too much. You know, now they're older. Now they understand the dynamics. You have growth, and they know what works for them. And they also know that talking about it too much was an issue the first time around. So let's fix that. And they're doing it. And he looks Dang,
Ben
looked good in there.
He really did. It was like a confession session. So I'm not mad, but I'm glad he did leave J-Lo out of it. And sometimes when you lose love and then you get it back, you realize how precious it is. And I think that's where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. And I really hope it's sincere, because at first I was like, I was questioning it. But you're a relationship coach, right?
Think with them, this is the real thing. I think they've been through so much. They've had their 20s. They've had their 30s, 40s. In your 50s, you are very clear about what you want. You're unapologetic for it, which is why he's saying, you know,
By the way, look, in layman's terms, in layman's terms, if you go back to some old dick 17 years later, it was good.
It was good. And I ain't mad at you.
And you're still thinking about it. You're still thinking about it 17 years later, girl. Go ahead and smack it.
Okay.
Go ahead and get you some.
Okay.
Ben also told the magazine out December 11th about his struggle with alcoholism. He says he used to call BS when people said they were thankful for their problems. But recently, he started to feel the same way. Are you guys thankful for your past problems, or do you avoid them?
I think I've become stronger and more resilient. You know what I mean? And I'm able to identify not only what others are going through, but I'm able to share what I am going through.
Absolutely.
Your trials come to make you stronger. They really do.
100%. I tell everybody all the time, everyone's like, your childhood was so rough. And I'm like, you know what? It was the right amount of rough for me.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? Like, if my childhood wasn't rough, as some people may say, I wouldn't have gotten to the place where I need to be. Because if I wasn't running from something, I wouldn't have got to where I was going.
And also, the things that I have been through that have been traumatic and devastating, it takes you to a place where you hit your lowest point, where you go through this awakening, where you have to hit that low point. You have to go through those trials and tribulations to have this awakening. And also, it gives me a better understanding of people and what they're going through, and understanding their struggles and having more compassion. I'm so thankful for it.
Yeah, but the problem is, and I love that you're so optimistic. And it's so great. Oh, yeah, I came right out of a book, Monique.
Turns to
chapter 17 of my book.
It's fictional. It's fictional.
The problem is that this generation, excuse my language, they don't like to sit and
I know.
No one likes to sit in their mess and learn from it and go through it. We are trying to run away the minute things get hard.
But we got to give some more credit to this generation, because think about it. Back in our 20s and 30s, we didn't want to have to go through that foolishness either. Right. And we didn't have social media on, well, we didn't have social media.
I did.
Okay.
We're bringing it back to being. This is the problem with this generation being so open. I feel like, and I know I'm speaking out of turn because I'm not a psychologist or a doctor, but what I'm finding with this generation is that everybody wants to put a label on themselves.
Wow.
I'm anxious. No, I'm more anxious.
Right.
No, I have depression.
I'm trans.
I'm this. And it's like, sit in your for 5 seconds and really figure it out. I think it's become this, I have an issue too situation, and we're taking away from people who really have depression, who really struggle with anxiety, for girls who are really trans and going through that experience. Because I just, I don't know. I have a, you know, when I figured out I was gay, I was 5 years old. I thought I was trans. I thought I was a woman stuck in a man's body.
Yeah. Right.
But I sat in myself for a few years and I figured out what I really was.
Yeah.
People aren't figuring themselves out.
We're so quick to put labels on ourselves and then to think, okay, this is who I am, I'm gonna stick with it. But it's also, you know, Ben also said how he was shy before about speaking out who he is. And I have an acronym for shy, is to stop hiding yourself.
Oh, I love
Whitney.
Stop hiding yourself.
What book is that
Okay, that Whitney book. That's the Whitney book, okay?
Seriously,
because so many times we do hide ourselves and we don't sit in our because we're afraid of being judged on who we are.
But Wendy, how long have you had a publicist for? Thank you.
And how many, look, no. Even with my publicist, I've always known how to speak out for myself. The other problem is I don't speak out enough for myself. I do hide myself a lot. And I don't sit in my I don't.
But you're aware of it.
I'm aware of it.
At least you're aware of it.
I'm aware of it. And I try and move on.
Yeah.
But, you know, that baggage, it gets heavy.
It gets heavy.
My suitcase is full.
That's why you're such a good actress.
Oh, thank you.
Full from.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Oh, baby, that's why he's such a great actor.
Right.
He's an Oscar winner. I just got to sit more.
My book, Sit in Your Show next week, December 9th. Pick up a copy. Still ahead, Beyonce and Reese Witherspoon's surprising new collab. Plus, the star who just suffered a wardrobe malfunction and shared it with the world. Could you do the same? We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Beyonce brought some of the world's coolest celebrity cheering together to teach us how to slay in the halls of Ivy. In case you didn't catch it all, that was Blue Ivy and her little sister Rumi making that rent because, you know, you got to pay some bills in this house. Ava and Deacon Felipe are splitting images of their mom and dad, Reese and Ryan. And Kobe and Vanessa's daughter, Natalia Bryant, is all grown up and at college. You know what? I have a mixed review about this whole thing.
What? What's the mixed review?
I'm gonna hate for 5 seconds. Let me hate for 5 seconds. Beyonce, I've been plugging Ivy Park for almost 4 years now on this show.
Where's your
swag? I ain't got one box.
Me either.
You up in there sending Sherry Shepherd all kinds of stuff? I be seeing people, I be seeing influencers who have 10,000 followers. Meanwhile, I'm up in here talking about how badass you are, and I ain't got a box of Kleenex for me. Look, Winnie is laughing so hard she is crying.
You better manifest that.
Meanwhile, I'll be showing up at her concerts, paying $6.50 for tickets, acting like I don't see her on stage because I'm ready for my box.
Oh,
how
my God.
Reese's daughter. I thought that was her. The twinning is next level.
It's crazy.
It is. I mean, well, Christmas is coming, B. That's all I'm going to say. Christmas
exactly.
is coming.
Yvette, don't play with me. It's time for Would You Do It?
Ooh.
Now, if you had a truly embarrassing moment, would you laugh at yourself or pretend it never happened?
Ooh.
Singer Charlie XCX actually had a nip slip while presenting an award. But instead of hiding, she posted the video on her Instagram page.
And the aria goes to the Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber for Stay. Well done, congratulations.
No. I would do that. I would. You got to get ahead of it. You right. know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather laugh at myself than to be laughed at. I had a very embarrassing situation when I was in high school and I was dancing. I'm not going to go too far, but, you know, it was that time.
Oh.
And I'm doing a dance. Of course, it was a technical problem. And we're holding. My mom ran from the back of the house.
No.
Saved me. Yes. But it was, yeah.
You just got to.
Too much information.
Too much information.
Too much information was shown. But I will never forget that. But it's like, what do? You got to keep going. Bless her heart. She kept going.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but is that too much for you?
Okay. Okay. I'm like this.
We've been there, done that. We all been there.
Okay.
But if I had a wardrobe malfunction, okay, I would play it off like that. The malfunction.
All right.
Janet Jackson.
I mean, it was like, waiting for it to come down.
Janet at home being like, okay, so she gets to keep her job?
Exactly.
Janet like.
20 years
right.
later.
Yeah, where's her Hulu documentary?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Oh, we just showing Titty on TV. Okay, Titty on TV. Titty, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Can y'all believe we live in a world where you could have a malfunction, post it on Instagram, and people celebrate it.
Mm-hmm. Times have changed, haven't they?
They have.
Haven't they?
They have.
Have changed.
They have.
Let me ask you this question. If your man got your name tattooed on his booty, does that mean that you have to do it too? Listen to what Avril Lavigne told Ellen.
I have to ask about your boyfriend and his tattoos. I know he has a tattoo of your name on his neck. Mm-hmm. And he has, from what I read, 60 tattoos?
Probably more than that. But the one on his neck, it's pretty big. It's like this big.
Yeah.
He really went for it.
He really committed. And do you have any tattoos?
I have a couple.
Do you have his name on you? You do have a couple. Do you have his name on you?
Not yet.
But you're going to do it?
Probably.
All right, let's get the tattoo artist out here.
Let's go.
Spoiler alert, Avril did not get her new man's name tattooed on Ellen, but I have to ask you, would you feel obligated to throw your man's name on your body?
Absolutely not.
Go for it.
Absolutely not. Not me. And I'm like, Avril is the real GOAT. She got a man to get her name tattooed on the neck, and she hasn't done it yet either.
I love the ingredients, honey. Tell me what it is. I feel like I'm a black unicorn. I don't have a tattoo.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Oh, my God. Oh, honey, I'm not kidding. His name on me. No,
right,
he's
right.
Got to be very, very special. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, Avril is just a goat. She got a man.
Right.
We three single chickens up here just talking about.
Are we? Happily.
Right?
Happily.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't get it wrong. She creeping.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
She is creeping. I have to say, unless my man's name rhymes and matches my son's, and I better like that son a lot.
Right.
Then I'll get it. But I don't know. I'm not really into
branding.
Because it's always a kiss of death.
Branding. It is.
Always.
The day you get the tattoo, you might as well book the movers.
That's what I'm saying. It's like almost like when you decide to post on IG that you're in a relationship. It's like
boom.
Then people really show up.
Right.
The tattoo is more permanent.
Exactly. I'm gonna get a William.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a W.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Google Chris Zilka Paris Hilton tattoo and tell me if he doesn't regret that thing.
Oh.
Just ahead, the Hollywood besties who are no longer talking. What ignited the feud between me and Morgan next?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We got a brand new sneak peek at And Just Like That. And these ladies have still got it. Trust me.
Yes.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait.
If you have good friends in your corner, anything's possible.
Carrie, party of three?
Oh, honey, I'm home.
I remember when you kept your sweaters in the stove.
There are always going to be roads not taken.
So you can't have it all?
No, you can. It's just really hard.
And just like that, after all the years and all the changes, you're still you. Hello, lovers.
Together,
Lindy. This is my show. Y'all don't understand. And I feel like I'm walking with them. You know, same age, same dynamics. It's like, I cannot wait to see what they're going to bring.
It's going to be so good. This show is what made me start writing my blog and start everything, just the whole dating genre. This is what inspired me. So I am so excited.
Yeah. I love it. You know, I also love that they are not trying to put this in a movie and button it up really pretty.
Yes.
It seems like these women are gonna be going through real things.
Real things.
Having real problems and having real conversations.
Yeah.
And for that, I'm kind of loving it.
Yeah, it's like there's no filter. Yeah.
No.
And that's what I love. When I saw that trailer, they weren't like, filter. It's okay. This is the age I am, and I'm a woman of a certain age, and I'm going through things that, and I think that's what made me a little weepy.
Mm-hmm. And we've been going through withdrawal.
Right.
I've been going through withdrawal of this show. So I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready for any sex I can get. The show premieres December 9th on HBO Max. What would it take to cut off a friendship? Ooh. Will Ferrell's former producing partner, Adam McKay, says he effed up so bad it ended both his personal and professional relationship with Will. Adam told Vanity Fair that the final blow came when he recast Will's role as Jerry Buss in his upcoming project about the LA Lakers, and he didn't even call to tell him. Adam also says the two have not spoken since they decided to part ways. I need to know. I need to know. Would it hurt you that you got recast? Or would it hurt you that not only did you get recast, but we didn't tell you, you had to find out from the dude who he recasted you with?
Whoa. It hurts. It burns. But the other thing I'm learning in this business as an actress, nobody owes you shiznit.
I don't know. You know
That's
what?
Real.
I feel like Adam McKay owes Will Ferrell a lot. And I'm not saying that because I think people owe... Disclaimer.
Right.
I think if you are successful, you are a success because you made your way.
Right.
Yeah.
But there were people along the way that made it happen and made it happen faster. He did producing. He produced Anchorman with Will Ferrell. He produced a lot of other things. So what I'm saying is, you can't be mad at Beyonce when you Michelle. Like, you can't just recast.
Right.
You have to make sure that you realize that this person was a part of your journey and a part of your success. You can't just cut them out like
that. But do we know their journey? Do we really know their journey?
I know enough that he made a lot of money.
We're seeing the outcome. Okay, money is one thing, but loyalty and that journey of friendship, do we really know?
But he at least owed a phone call.
Thank you.
That was at the very least.
Okay, an email. I say an email.
No,
okay, an email.
Wait, no.
Because we don't know. We don't know the extent of their relationship.
Come on to the white table. You, 20 years, you've been playing Tasha Mack.
Yeah.
Mara Kill goes on, recasts Tasha, you know, gets a pickup for the game, and doesn't call you, only emails you. You cool with Mara Ackle?
No, it's all good. Let me say this. Even though with this particular reboot, everybody wasn't invited back in terms of the cast.
Yes, but you Tasha Mack.
I know. I mean, I am Tasha Mack. Listen, it wouldn't be this Tasha Mack. It could be a Sasha or whatever, but stuff happens. We don't know everything behind the scenes.
Right.
I'm telling you, it could be studio, it could be producers, it could be money, it could be...
But you still are owed a phone call. At the very least.
Thank you.
Once you show me Shady, I'm good. I've given people the benefit of the doubt. And when you show your... Once... You're going to show it again.
I'm telling you, people don't owe you anything they in this business.
You,
now, you talking least, friendship,
now
we talking
you
love, we talking happily yes. ever after, but it's a business.
By
it's
the
a
way,
business
you
show.
Know what? We don't
it's
owe you nothing.
Show.
We don't owe you nothing, but we almost gave you some WD-40 because that neon was stuck on the ground. up next, Kim and Kanye reunite. Why they put their drama aside. But Charlize, Jennifer, and Salma, how these ladies are totally kicking ass. After the break, girl, it was close. Kim and Kanye reunited last night to honor the late Virgil Abloh at his final Louis Vuitton men's fashion show. They were joined by North, and this was the first time the couple stepped out together since Kanye posted his Thanksgiving video taking responsibility for their split. And for all you This Is Us fans, we have some great news. NBC just announced Chrissy Metz and Susan Kelechi Watson will host this year's Rose Parade. You can watch live on Saturday, January 1st at 11:30 a.m. We're also just days away from the People's Choice Awards. And I've got to say, from movies to TV to music, the ladies are really taking over, and we are here for it. The ladies have kicked some serious butt this year.
We have unfinished business.
The guys in the action movie star category better watch your backs. Charlize Theron, Scarlett Johansson, and Florence Pugh are nominated, and we've all seen what they can do.
This movie allowed for me to be as crazy and as psychopathic as possible.
I'm ready if you are.
Oh, and we're ready. Of course, they aren't the only women getting our...
E-C-T. 1 minute it's like, oh my God, I'm so excited, and next second it's a bunch of anxiety.
Jennifer Hudson, Salma Hayek, Awkwafina, they're all nominated for Female Movie Star of 2021. What? And they have come to slay.
Hell yeah.
And don't forget about the stars on the small screen.
So guess what happens next?
We get out of your way.
Overwhelmed by all of this and really trying to take it in. It's truly a moment.
Mariska Hargitay, Yara Shahidi, Ellen Pompeo, and Queen Latifah are just some of the women up for Female TV Star of 2021.
It's what I was put on this earth to do. And I'm not stopping.
And the ladies in music aren't messing around either. Hit me with that high note, Adele.
Go!
Adele, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Carrie Underwood, they've all upped the game this year, and we cannot wait to see who takes home that PCA.
People, like, showing you love, showing you respect, it goes a long way.
The People's Choice Awards airs Tuesday at 9 p.m. on NBC and E! Don't go anywhere, because after the break, Shannon Bedore from the OC is here!
12 hours after promising me.
It's not the sisterhood of the traveling pants. I didn't even freaking know, Heather.
Shannon told me that the two of you were not to be trusted.
I thought we were friends, Shannon.
Shannon, I feel bad for you.
You're a ass.
You're an ass.
Rude little girl.
You were never my friend. Sit down.
I am sitting. Sit.
Like, literally, though.
The new OG from the OC is here to give us the inside scoop on season 16, Shannon Bedore.
Yes!
Thank you.
We were just talking at the break. You've been on this show for 8 years now.
I know. It's crazy. I don't know where the time has gone.
Do you look back and just watch old episodes and say,
no.
What the hell was I thinking?
No. In fact, I watch them when they come because we used to have to blog or, you know, we need to know for the reunions. But they have been rebroadcasting a lot of the shows, especially with Heather coming back. And so you'll turn the TV on and then I'll sit down with the kids. My twins were like 9 or 10 years old when we started. So it's kind of fun. I've had my own videographer.
Yes.
So speaking of Heather.
Yes.
How do you feel about Heather coming back? No, I was super excited about her coming back to the show. Because although we started off on a rocky note in my first season, we ended up on a good note and we had a lot of fun together. So I'm excited. And it's having her back is great. And it's a really good season. I'm excited about it.
I'm living for it. I always, you know, Kyle used to do this thing every year where before she started Beverly Hills, when they would get their contracts, she would sit each kid down privately and talk to them about if they wanted to do the show, if they wanted to continue. I want to know, would you ever continue with the show if your daughter said, I don't think you should do it? Or would you have just kind of sort of made it into something different? Because it is good for you to have a job and a platform and all those things.
Sure. I mean, of course, if they were upset about it, I would consider it. But they enjoy it. They don't watch it. Like, they don't. If I were a kid, I'd probably push rewind to see my stuff. They don't even watch it. So, but and they have fun with it. So that's a good thing.
I live for it. I live for it.
And I live for the drama. I live for what's going on. And now, speaking of drama, there's been a lot of off-screen drama going on between you and former castmate Tamra Judge. She recently called you a victim and...
Victim liar.
She be coming out the woodwork with some phrases. Victim liar.
Oh.
What does that mean?
See, I don't Google myself and I don't go on social media, so what did that say?
She called you a victim liar.
Victim liar. She said that you stopped talking to her once she stopped doing the show. What are your thoughts on this?
You know what? I was a good friend to her. All of the things that have happened over the last multiple years now have been sad to me because she was my best friend. But I'm not going to engage. All I'm going to say is there are a lot of untruths out there about me. And that's it. So when it just says no comment, no comment means like, okay, maybe what you're saying is the truth. It's not the truth, but I'm not going to argue with someone who is my best friend in the public. I'm just
yeah.
There's no chance of the three amigas coming back together again.
Well, I mean, it's a sad thing. And of course, I'm going to say never, because, you know, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, like, things have happened where I'm like, I'm done. And then, now you're my friend.
Right.
So never say never. But it's been really heartbreaking and sad for me. But, you know, I feel as though I'm being pushed and prodded so that I do engage, and I'm not going to.
Yeah. How's that love life?
It's good.
Yes!
I mean, I've been in a relationship for 2.5 years, so.
By the way, isn't it hard to find a man who accepts and is cool with the reality TV thing?
Well, he had never seen the show, and so.
Oh, that's probably good.
Where was this man?
He binge-watched it a little bit here and there. But so he's been very supportive. And he's on all season this year. So.
Oh, I love watching you guys together. And speaking of which, I heard that you and your man went on a double date with your daughter recently.
I would have killed my mother. I'd have been like, we are not doing this, Mom.
So I'm fun. I'm fun, Mom.
You are fun.
So I went to Texas. John and I went to Texas to spend time with my daughter and her boyfriend, and we had a good time.
You know, it's so crazy because, like, you have moved on and you're dating and you've showed the ups and downs in your relationships. Why was it so important for you to be as vulnerable and as transparent as can be?
Well, if you're gonna be on a reality TV show, you have to be real and authentic. So what makes it super easy is when you are authentic, you don't need to monitor your untruth and your lies. You don't have to remember what you told this person and that person. You just be yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, I never knew my husband was gonna have an affair when I started the show. But if I was going to stay on, we had to address it.
Yeah.
100%.
And I didn't want to. I didn't want to.
I hated that man at the time.
You rose above it, okay?
100%. And you didn't go to Bass Lake. The Real Housewives of Orange County returns tonight on Bravo. Thank you so much
for
joining us.
Thank you. So beautiful.
You smell rich. Yeah, coming up, we're taking you to Hawaii with a top chef. We're going to make some delicacies when we come back. Someone lay me, because we're bringing you the flavors of Hawaii without breaking the bank. Here to show us two traditional dishes is two-time Top Chef fan favorite, Chef Sheldon Simeon.
Yeah, aloha, guys. Aloha, aloha, aloha.
Aloha. How do you win Top Chef twice?
Again? Exactly.
Aloha.
That's it.
If you guys want to try and make these dishes, scan that QR code so we can go ahead and get started. Tell me what's first. I'm kind of scared because I've never had Spam.
All right. We're doing Spam Musubi. This is kind of like your afternoon snack or like the Hawaiian power bar. You know, a lot of people are afraid of Spam, but it's convenient, it's delicious. So we're gonna make a Spam Musubi, which is kind of a Spam sushi, so to say.
Ooh.
Go ahead and put it right in between your container right there.
Okay. In the container.
Yeah, and then
you're
gonna take the top of it right here, and we're gonna push it down.
Push it down?
I got you.
Okay, I need help. I haven't had Spam since I was...
And we're gonna lift that right up, just like that.
It was traumatizing. Okay, here we are.
There you go. And then we're gonna roll it.
Oh.
You can take that off right there.
Oh, yeah, here
we
go.
There you go. And then roll it. We're going to roll it right up.
Isn't it so crazy how, like, things in another culture is like a delicacy, and here we want to touch
it. I love it.
You got to roll it up. It's so simple, just like that. Oh. Take a bite. You can switch it out for some zucchini if you're not into Spam, but Spam's totally... Oh, you're taking a bite.
Took me back to my childhood.
Okay. I kind of like it.
A little salty, sweet, and then got the rice, so it's delicious, man.
I'm not mad at this, chef.
I'm a carbohydrate girl.
Yeah, right.
I love a carbohydrate. What are we making?
Well, this
next?
Is one of going to be one of the most flavorful carbohydrates there is. This
I'm
is
excited.
The perfect accompaniment to a main dish, some garlic noodles. We're going to start off with garlic oil. We're going to flavor this whole studio up. So we got a warm pan. A little bit of the garlic oil going in there.
Oh, you going with the garlic oil, the garlic salt, the garlic garlic.
Mama told me that there's never enough garlic in this world.
Wow.
So I'm gonna put that down. Add a little bit of fresh garlic on the bottom.
Ooh.
And this is such a simple dish. We got some ramen noodles just straight in the pan.
Wow.
No, we're not talking about the ramen. We're not talking about the ramen that you get like, in the pack, right?
Yeah, you gotta add the hot ball. Yeah, not that one. No, yeah.
Crack it up. Crack it up. No, this is some fresh, beautiful sun noodles.
Ah.
We're going to take a little bit of hondashi seasoning, which is just a little bit of fish powder. Watch how simple this is. Right on the top.
Yes, top chef.
All right. Some soy sauce over here, some shoyu.
Mm.
Just a little bit of that.
I think I wore the wrong sleeves. Yes. I am the top chef.
That's it.
We're going to have fried Wendy today.
Yeah, exactly.
Scan that QR code
there
for a little bit of Wendy.
And once that sauce, take a little bit of that oyster sauce in the middle, that's the one that's going to hit the pan.
Oh, you're adding oyster sauce to it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just a little bit of
now,
that goes a long way. That's plenty right there.
Oh, a little bit.
Prepare
oh,
with
this
my
is
garlic noodles. What else would you have with it?
I would do a ribeye steak right on the top of it. Maybe some grilled chicken. Top it off with some hot sauce, and it would be amazing to go with this. Like this is you could literally eat some grilled vegetables with this, or just have it alone.
I feel like you can't go wrong with
you can't go wrong, and especially in a skillet like this, you like what you said, you're feeling like you're at Benihana, right?
Yes.
Let me flip some noodles in front of you.
But I'm really getting the real flavor of Hawaii. Like I can smell the four seasons right in my nose.
In the background, I feel like I'm already there.
That's what's amazing about Hawaii cuisine, right? You take all of these cultures, they all come together in this harmonious place, and the flavors are just delicious.
Oh my God.
And I'm not mad at the Spam.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'll go back to the Spam. I'm not mad at it.
No, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna add the Spam to the garlic noodles.
Oh,
look at you.
Now you're top chefing it up. That's the top chefing it up right there.
I can see how you were when you were home alone.
Yeah, top chefing it up.
By the way, when I'm home alone and I have that music on and I'm just sitting here jamming, I'm gonna do that. Hold on.
I do want to taste it.
I love it. You guys got a taste of Hawaii. You know, we're more than pineapples and mangoes.
Yes.
So we got flavorful noodles, a little bit of Spam musubi.
Mmm.
Life's great, man. Yeah.
Wendy, mix the Spam with the noodles.
No, I'm good.
You guys, thank you so much for this. Get a copy of this book for more authentic Hawaiian recipes. It's called Cook Real Hawaii. It's Sheldon's book. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We're going to cook this all up. We're going everyone's salivating around the studio.
I know that. Delicious.
Garlic on garlic.
Speaking of salivating, Vanessa Lachey has a steamy confession about her dream man and is not her husband, Nick. We'll explain after this. The only thing harder than getting on The Voice is choosing a coach. So which team would John Legend pick for himself? The answer may surprise you.
I'm gonna say, ooh, this is tough. Kelly, because one, she's won this show a few times. She's an actual fan of my music, so I feel like she would get young John Legend as an artist.
A challenging week for the artist to spread their wings and try something new. That's what we experience every season on this show, is we work with artists that, like, maybe we're not that vibe. Maybe that's not our genre and our particular lane that we're known for. But once again, it's just exciting to get to work with other artists in different genres.
I think one of the best things of this whole entire process is just learning so much from these artists and developing such close-knit relationships as friends, but also as artists who are educating each other musically. Such a collaborative, educational, gorgeous for everyone.
And if the contestants want to stay strong, they better consult Dr. Grande.
It's funny, because I also think that I'm a doctor. So anytime anyone feels anything, I'm like, okay, tell me the symptoms. I'll tell you what to take or what not to take. I'm like, I have a pharmacy in my back.
Kelly is in full holiday mode with her special Kelly Clarkson Presents When Christmas Comes Around tonight at 10 p.m. And there's one gift the coaches really want this year.
You know, we've won the People's Choice Award before. I feel like we've got a shot to win this year. We've had an amazing season. We've got Ariana Grande. Come on. People, choose us.
Oh my God.
Wow. That part.
You know Chrissy Teigen at home being like,
okay.
Oh, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, really? you wanna, oh, Kelly's team? Okay.
Kelly!
I see you.
We see each other. Because she has a daily talk show.
Uh-huh.
She wants to get on the show.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
The Voice airs Mondays and Tuesdays on NBC. Vanessa Lachey says her husband, Nick, ruined her chances of dating her dream dude, Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
On the Lady Gang podcast, she admitted Ryan has been her celebrity crush for a long time, but he was always taken. Then the day she and Nick made their relationship official, Ryan became single. She says it wouldn't have changed anything, but she thinks Ryan hung the sun, moon, and stars. Okay, Vanessa and Nick have been married for 10 years now. How would you feel if your man said another woman hung the sun, the moon, and the stars? Because I'd be like, all right, if she did, go have her hang the mirror on top of this.
Right.
Yeah, have her hit this hammer.
Okay, hang this up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Like, she probably should have stopped at, you know, I had a crush on him. Because let's say Nick said the same thing about another woman. Although they've been married for 10 years, I know she's very secure in her relationship. Mm-hmm. There are certain things you reserve for cocktail hour with the girls. Not on a podcast, but your man can hear it.
Right.
And you just keep it at that, okay?
But you know, it could have been a bad day.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, I could have woke up that morning and it was like, you know, damn it, why didn't I take him while he was available?
Right.
You know what I mean? It could have been one of those. But I'm sorry, Ryan Reynolds, he is a yum-yum.
He is tall, too. He's tall.
He's a tall one, too.
Oh, he hugged me. He, like, took me in. I was like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yes.
You like the Courtney Clover.
I was like, Jesus, take the wheel.
So he really did hang the moon in the stars.
Yes. Yeah. So I was doing this Netflix thing, y'all. And it was during COVID. So I didn't know how close I was going to be able to get to the stars, but I was interviewing Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, and The Rock.
Oh.
Not to name drop.
Oh.
And Ryan Reynolds was the first person up. So I went in for like a hand dab. I'm like, okay, you have three kids. Yes, hand dab. And he took me in like an alien, beaming me up.
Ooh. Into the vortex.
Into the vortex.
Yes.
And I looked and the camera was on me, but I had to sneak a sniff. I was like, I just wanted to know.
Justin,
you know?
What did he smell like?
Oh, yes, like just like a man.
Oh, really?
Like a man.
I love it.
There's nothing like a smell.
You know what he smelled like?
What
did he smell like? Disposable income.
Ooh,
the new fragrance by Ryan Reynolds.
Disposable.
Yes.
Yes.
This supposed to be in court.
Yeah.
So now we understand.
By the way, the four clovers. And I also feel like she's like Jessica Simpson and said everything. I can say whatever I want.
You got a point there. You definitely have a point there.
And her name was cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've been together long enough, he's not tripping on it.
Not at all.
Put it out there.
I'm tripping because Wendy and Monique, this was so much fun, and the show is already over. Give it up for Wendy and Monique one more time, you guys. Set your DVR because we got a great show tomorrow. We're talking to Bradley Cooper, Kate Blanchett, Nikki Hilton, Portia Williams.
Oh.
Whose show is this? Nightly Pop is at 11:30 tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.